The U.S. Justice Department is on the verge of a $13 billion settlement with J.P. Morgan Chase. That would make it the largest settlement ever involving a single company. J.P. Morgan was being investigated for sales of mortgage-backed securities, going back to the fraud-ridden days of the housing bubble. NPR's Chris Arnold has been following all this. He joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Rachel.
So tell us more about the settlement. What do we know? What's the gist of it?
Well, a source tells NPR that the outlines of this deal were hammered out in a Friday night phone call that involved both J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. The details are still getting worked out, but we expect this to move forward. In a word or two, this is about bad mortgages. And you remember back during the housing bubble, there was a lot of shady lending and fraud. There was a whole class of mortgages called liar's loans. Mm. And these investigations into J.P. Morgan involve the bank's role in securitizing those, packaging those up and selling them off to investors. And the allegation is basically that, well, look, the bank knew that the loans were garbage, but they said that they were good investments. And that's kind of the crux of the case. And this settlement settles the civil charges there.
So civil charges are being resolved. What about potential criminal charges?
That's a very good question, and that's a key part of this. That's in some ways a bigger deal. The criminal charges will go forward, and people can go to jail if convicted in a criminal case. We know that there is at least one criminal investigation coming out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento. Now, criminal prosecutions have been very rare in the wake of the financial crisis. The government has faced some criticism over that. And, of course, J.P. Morgan was looking to avoid any criminal prosecution as part of this settlement. But another source tells NPR that in an earlier conversation, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, again, speaking with Jamie Dimon, he said directly that that was, quote, a non-starter. So the criminal probe will continue. And that's one of the things, actually, that has this being seen as a win for the government.
Chris, J.P. Morgan has been seen as an example of a really well-managed bank, but it's had to deal with a host of other settlements and allegations lately. How will J.P. Morgan weather all of this? Can the bank recover from these hits to its reputation?
That's right. There were big fines in the so-called London Whale trading debacle, you probably remember. Also fines related to energy trading, allegations of improper hiring of the children of Chinese officials, these mortgage cases, and the list actually goes on longer than that. The thing is, Jamie Dimon for a long time was thought of as America's greatest banker, and he didn't lose his job in the wake of the financial crisis like other CEOs did. But the bank has just now suffered its first quarterly loss in 10 years, so that's bad, and that's due to all these settlements. And all this is, you know, it has to be taking the shine off of Jamie Dimon, if you will. But who knows? I mean, maybe the bank can put all these lawsuits behind it. Maybe not. There's that criminal investigation. We'll just have to see.
NPR's business correspondent Chris Arnold. Chris, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Rachel.